breaks or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Phoenix? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Phoenix area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Phoenix is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, mein Kameraden. We are the true avengers and intrepid warriors of America. And tonight, we are all shark hunters on the hunt in quest for real history and knowledge. And this is your dramatic warlord, your stealth U-boat captain and Panzer Group tank leader at the Führerbunker and the Castle on the Rhine, as I brazenly and secretly broadcast from the mountain stronghold and wolf's lair of radio-free Western America, using our Enigma code KFNX 1100 AM for the radio airwaves. The station is surrounded by Otto Skorzeny's commandos and stormtroopers tonight, as we have yet again captured and seized the radio station, and we have unfurled our own nationalist flag for all to see. Destination, Berlin, South America, and then the world. Adolf Hitler was a warlord, and tonight we have Harry Cooper, the legendary historian, who will be joining us.
On July the 6th, 1940, in Berlin, Adolf Hitler celebrated his victory in Europe. His army chief called him the greatest warlord in history. From Moscow, Hitler's collaborator, the Russian leader Joseph Stalin, had sent his congratulations. In London, the British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was isolated. In Washington, the American president Franklin Roosevelt stood aloof. In the coming 5 years, everything in the relationship between these four men would change in ways that seemed unimaginable.
You really
while their nations fought a war of weapons. These four great warlords of the 20th century fought a war of the mind.
What started as a European war has developed into a war for world domination.
At the heart of this private war was a series of psychological duels in which they lied, schemed, charmed, flattered, and deceived to win. What was curious was that these duels took place not between enemies, but between men who at the time were allies. Yet their behavior was egotistic, tempestuous, monstrous, and politically, despite the rosy glow in which some are seen today, always selfish.
We shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they...
The duels of the warlords decided the strategy for the greatest battles in history. They were also the epicenter of a seismic shift in world power. From the age of European empires to the age of two ideologically opposed superpowers, with devastating consequences for hundreds of millions of people.
Now tonight, you are once again in for a very special treat, as we have the legendary historian, Mr. Harry Cooper, with us from SharkHunters.com to discuss the Führer, Adolf Hitler, and the end of World War II. The Nazi ratlined South America with thousands of SS and Third Reich officers who also escaped. As this show will prove to be very fascinating, and there is much proof that Hitler escaped Germany after the war and traveled all throughout South America into Argentina, Paraguay, Chile, Bolivia, and elsewhere.
In June 1944, the Allied invasion of France signaled the war in Europe should soon be over. But Adolf Hitler thought otherwise. He ordered his people to fight on to victory or death. His fanatical commitment was not shared by some of his closest colleagues and former supporters. Little more than 2 months after D-Day, unbeknownst to Hitler, leading German industrialists and bankers met in the Hotel Maison Rouge in Strasbourg, France. The date was August 10th, 1944. Their purpose was to plan for the Nazis' future following Germany's defeat. Gathered were emissaries from the Messerschmitt family, the Krupp Arms Company, and other German industrial and financial enterprises. The meeting was headed by Hallmar Schacht, a banker who had guided the economy of Nazi Germany. The men gathered here knew that all German assets would fall under Allied and Russian control immediately after defeat. Gold bullion, foreign currencies, confiscated jewels and artwork had to be quickly removed from Germany before all escape routes were sealed.
Their objective in this meeting was to set up a laundering process for assets that were in Germany that would be used after the war to rebuild the Reich.
That is all true. Folks, we are going to be live tonight here in a few minutes with Harry Cooper. Again, SharkHunters.com leader and the creator. He's a historian on U-boats, submarines, and in tracking the Third Reich, the Nazi High Command, and Adolf Hitler after the war in May of 1945. Boots on the ground. He found out what happened to the Reich. The Reich didn't lose the war. They just moved to South America. What the Allies took was empty real estate in Europe, because thousands The Third Reich officers were already gone, vanished in thin air. Where did they all go and settle after the war? Well, welcome aboard tonight to the Von Wien Show, because you are tuning into the show from all over the nation. Hope you brought a friend to listen to the show tonight, because we will blow the lid off conventional wisdom. Last week we knew and we learned that Hitler did escape Germany, as well as Martin Bormann. And Harry Cooper has been to South America 10 times. So tonight, my friends, we will start the legendary Von Wien Show with this song called Blitzkrieg.
Show conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
There is a difference in health and wellness programs. There can be mainstream programs, and then there is something extra. That something extra is called Tips to Keep You Healthy, Happy, and Motivated, with your host, Kristen Harper.
Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betheretherforveterans.com.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
This is Wrench Nation.
Have you talked about the smell of some, and I don't want to gross any of the audience out, but any of decaying rodents?
Oh. But listen, fresh fish smell from your vehicle could be a sign of very old antifreeze leaking.
Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, I'll share the most effective ways to ask for a raise. This is everything from what to wear to how to behave to help you get that raise. Join me, John Tesh, Saturday nights at 10 on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Yes, tonight is episode 176 of the legendary Von Wehhunt Show, and this is our Hitler in Argentina Part 2 show special tonight with legendary historian and shark hunter Harry Cooper. Harry, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through our Enigma co-channel, 1100 AM.
Yep, we're here, ready to rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Well, we, just to interject here really quick, we had talked last week about Hitler escaping, Martin Bormann also escaping in South America. Let's start right there and give us your pearls of wisdom, sir.
Easy enough.
Yes.
The story about the suicide in the bunker, Hitler and Eva Braun, total fiction. They did not commit suicide in the bunker. They were forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann, who wanted to keep the Reich alive or create a fourth Reich in South America. And they were removed, and they lived out their lives in South America. The first 10 years, they were at a place called Inalco, the name of their estate, mm-hmm. which is close to Villa Langostura, but most people think of San Carlos de Bariloche.
Is Inalco, is that in Argentina or Chile?
Yeah, it's in Patagonia, which is way south in the Gaucho country.
Okay.
It's in 1945, when Hitler went there, it might as well have been on the other side of the moon. It was
right.
desolate, 700 miles southwest of Buenos Aires. No roads went there. No rail line went there. If I remember correctly, the rail still doesn't go there. And at that time, the only way in and out was by float plane. So it was a great place to stay hidden.
Mm-hmm. Get the audience up to speed. Now, Hitler, he flew down in the plane, and then he died in, 1962 in Bolivia, right?
That is correct. On the 13th of February, 1962, at 3 in the afternoon. He came down on that giant JU-390, that had about a 7,000-mile range, and he landed in Uruguay, and we've been there on the spot. Your listeners can go to our website, sharkhunters.com, and click on previous tours, and you'll see all the hundreds and hundreds, thousands of photos of different tours and expeditions we've been on, and the one to Argentina, I think probably 2016 expedition would probably be the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were, in 2017, we were all over that estate down there in Inalco, and we're going back in November. I'm bringing a group with me, anybody who wants to go, if they're members of Shark Hunters, and
so cool.
It's 10 days long. We'll be in Buenos Aires for a while because there's a lot of Third Reich stuff in Buenos Aires, not the least of which is the German club. There's also a restaurant there that was, it's still German decor inside. Bormann used to eat there, and he'd meet with Eichmann and Mengele.
Wow.
And so we'd be there. Then we fly out to Bariloche, spend a few days there on the island where a German group of German scientists built a nuclear research laboratory starting 2 years after the war ended.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Hitler's estate in Elko, where we have full permission, unlike that goofy TV series that
Hunting Hitler
did what they call guerrilla filming. They just went on air. It's deserted, but the people who own it are suing them right now because they had no permission to go on the property and film. So we'll be staying there, and one night, we're working out the details, but one night we're going to stay right there at the estate in one of the guest cottages.
Nice.
Not at the big manor house because it was damaged pretty badly. In 2011, there was a volcano erupted in Chile, and all the volcanic ash came over and layered about 2, 3, 4 inches of volcanic ash there. So there's no electric, no water, no plumbing, no heat, no nothing inside the main house. So we'll be staying in a guest house right nearby. And we have full access to the farm, which is all abandoned, too, where they used to raise Great Dane dogs for protection, make great guard dogs. And they raised racehorses, and they also raised the livestock and grew the food that they, that they ate there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else has permission to do that, only us.
That's so cool. Now, just so our audience knows, Bariloche is located in Argentina, right?
Yes, that's correct, about 750 miles southwest of Buenos Aires.
Now, they call that like almost as Bavaria, because the Germans there said it was lush and green with mountains and lakes, and it looked a lot like Germany to them, right?
Oh yeah. If you blindfolded a Bavarian and somehow got him to this area without wasting a lot of time, you know, like a time transport or whatever, and then took off his blindfold, he'd think he was back home. The Andes looked just like the Alps. Beautiful lake where
so cool.
This estate was, up a finger of this big lake. The only difference is the seasons are reversed. You freeze your fanny off in June.
That's right.
We were having snowball fights when I was there last year in June. And you come in December. I'm usually there in January. You get a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just magnificently beautiful. And the architecture is all very much like you find in Bavaria.
Now, you're also saying in many of your journals that a lot of the towns in Paraguay and Argentina and Chile, a lot of Americans don't know this, they have German names, there's German villages, there's the Hotel Edelweiss, there's beer gardens. I've kidded my friends and said half seriously that when America implodes, we're all going down to South America to start the new country. You know?
That might not be as much of a joke as you think.
I know.
First off, yes.
Being serious,
it's loaded
actually
with German names and things. A lot of German people down there.
Yes.
Argentina, the bloodline or whatever you call it in Argentina, 80% of the Argentinians are from Western European stock.
Yes.
So, and I have a friend who was in deep... I got to choose my words carefully here, with a major spook organization.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just selling his home in Europe, and he bought a house in Paraguay. He said, it's coming soon. I hope not, because I can't afford to move.
Right. No, but I do believe that. I think that South America would be an ideal place for the new nationalist front when this country just implodes. Hopefully it never will. We want America to do well, but... You've got
Absolutely.
To look over the horizon, folks. When Trump's gone, all hell will break loose, as I said many times. But did the Germans, Harry, develop the stealth flying wing bomber? I believe that was operational in 1944 during the war, right?
That's right. When I was down there in 2016, my friend Martin down there, he can sniff out all sorts of important stuff. We were in Uruguay, and we were at some little dink water town. It was just a crossing of two roads, didn't even have a traffic light. And he found the local auto mechanic who loved the Third Reich. He had a collection of postage stamps. And so we were talking, and this guy said he has a friend whose grandfather was in the Luftwaffe, lives right near there. Would we like to talk to him? So, yeah, heck yes. So we went over to this fellow's house, big, tall, blue-eyed, blonde guy.
Of course.
Spoke excellent English, but with a German accent, Spanish with a German accent. And he was talking about his grandfather who had been in the Luftwaffe. He said, but then my grandfather, he flew gliders. And okay, fine. That's how they all started out, was learning on gliders. And then he said, but my grandfather and his brother decided not to be pilots. They just started designing airplanes. Perhaps you've heard of him. My grandfather was Reimer Horton.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. Reimer Horton.
Oh, my God. That's a legend.
Horton brothers.
Yeah, aerospace legend of the Third Reich. Yes.
Absolutely. They designed the Horton Flying Wings stealth bomber. It was jet-powered.
Okay. Harry, hang on. We'll be right back. We will touch base in about 2 seconds or 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
Thanks, sir.
On the beating of a 15-year-old special needs girl, Police Lieutenant Oscar Valdez says the incident was recorded and shared online.
The detectives learned that the victim met several juveniles who she thought were her friends. These girls then taught her how to flash gang signs. And as this was occurring, a beating began, which was captured on video.
The Justice Department says the federal government will resume executing death row inmates for the first time since 2003. Sends an informal moratorium, even as the nation sees a broad shift away from capital punishment. Here's California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Well, I value life, and I don't think we have the right to take the life of another human being. And I think it rather perverse, I have four young kids, to tell my 9-year-old daughter that we're going to kill someone to teach you that it's wrong to kill. It's rather a perverse message.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures now up 60. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, as we get through the rest of the morning, partly cloudy skies, overnight low of 88. Later today, mostly sunny, with a high of 107 and some light winds. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 89, and Friday, mostly sunny, with a high of 109. I'm Rich Summers from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 100 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Are you tired of politicians' lies and corporate greed? Does your family have health care? Can you support your family? Voice of Democracy Arizona is the program that fights for people's rights. We talk about issues that affect your family and your community. Listen to Voice of Democracy Arizona on 1100 KFNX and be informed. Talk about public issues in Arizona and the USA, how politics affects you. Call the show at 602-277-KFNX.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Interest rates are still low. Refinance today and pay off credit card debt, car and home improvement loans, or even cash out. Credit scores down to 500 accepted with no lender fees. Call Mark Field, Arizona Mortgage Loan Originator of the Year at 602-241-2500. That's 602-241-2500. NMLS 965030. Barrett Financial Group. NMLS 181106. AZMB 0904774. Equal housing lender.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and
have no idea where you're going, and everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20, you see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, we are back. Folks, we are live tonight with Harry Cooper of SharkHunters.com, the world's leading researcher and legendary historian on U-boats, submarines, and in tracking the Third Reich. Harry's group needs funding and donations to help them fund these Indiana Jones-style trips and expeditions to tie up the loose ends of history and World War II with what really went down, what really occurred during and after World War II. Harry, are you still there tonight, sir?
Of course I'm still here.
Thank you.
I'm on my third cup of tea.
Nice, nice. Now, I just wanted to interject here and ask you a question. I've been doing my own research, and I'm an amateur compared to you, but Martin Bormann, folks don't know, he was the second-in-command pretty much of the Third Reich, was living at the Plaza Hotel in Argentina with two beautiful young ladies and had used Nazi loot to pay off Perón, who was the dictator, and Perón was protecting everyone, and then he was kicked out of power, I believe, in 1955. Is that correct?
55, that's correct.
And what can you tell us about Martin Bormann being there in South America, as well as we have photographs I've heard of Adolf Hitler drinking tea in 1947 at the Hotel Eden?
That's correct. He looked pretty good for a guy who had been dead for 2 years.
Exactly.
So
he faked his own death. He fooled the world.
Yeah, it wasn't his idea, though. As I say, it was Martin Bormann's idea. Right. Martin Bormann, as you say, was the number two man in the Reich. But by towards the end of the war, he was the power behind the throne. Hitler wasn't really in charge of much after about Black May of 1943, when the German U-boat service lost almost as many submarines that month alone as the U.S. Navy did in the entire year, or the 5 years of the war.
Well,
5 years for us, 7 years for the other guys. So Bormann had taken over power, and he was directing things. He wanted to keep the Third Reich alive or start a Fourth Reich down in Argentina, and he needed Hitler as a figurehead. And then when he got down there, he realized raising a million-man army was not in the cards, so he created about 750 corporations, many of which are international corporations running today. Mm-hmm. So he didn't need Hitler, so he stuck him off here in Bariloche. But the spells out in one of my books, Hitler in Argentina, these guys were all well protected. Let me step back one step. When I'm talking to people and telling them that Hitler did escape, you know, they'll look incredulous and they'll say, "Well, why didn't they go after him?" And I ask them, "Well, who is they?"
That's
Israel.
Right.
Why didn't Israel go after him? And I tell them there was no such place as Israel in 1945. That didn't come around till 1948, and they were a very small country at that time. Oh, well, what about the Mossad? Well, there was no Mossad if there was no Israel. What about the U.S.? Because the light comes on. Oh, you almost see the light come on over their head. Mm-hmm. And there's two reasons why the U.S. didn't go after him. The FBI was getting all sorts of feedback and reports. We've got tons of files from the FBI. They knew he was down there.
Right.
But then in 1947, Truman told the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, back off. Don't look anymore. Well, one of the reasons we are quite certain is a quid pro quo with the German scientists and technicians and engineers and all the nuclear secrets. My career field in the Air Force was thermonuclear weapons, and I went through 6 months intensive training on hydrogen bombs, to use the current term. Mm-hmm. And in the first week or two, we watched movies about the American atomic bomb project, and we were not doing quite so well. Japan test-fired their first nuclear device 1 week before we test-fired ours, and then Japan had no more fissionable material. Our scientists had trouble getting the triggers to go at the same time to create a nuclear detonation. You have a ball of enriched uranium, maybe the size of a softball or maybe a little smaller, and it's surrounded by 64 shaped charges of baryton and comp B. Mm-hmm. And these 64 charges must detonate at the same exact microsecond to crush in and create a critical mass out of the lump of uranium. If one goes off a zillionth of a second too soon or too late, all you got is junk flying around and you've wasted a lot of uranium. And our scientists weren't figuring it out. Well, there was a German submarine that surrendered. It was a cargo boat on its way to Japan. Mm-hmm. And it surrendered in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a short time after Germany surrendered. And on board they had Luftwaffe general and his staff that was on its way to Tokyo to take over that, and they had a judge and jury. They were going to try the spies they caught over there. They had an ME-262 jet fighter in crates with all the technological data for the Japanese to start building them. And they had a fellow named Dr. Heinz Schlicke, who later became a member of Shark Hunters, and he was the world's leading expert in infrared triggers. And suddenly our scientists all got smart. And our bombs were working,
right?
As you can tell in Hiroshima. Incredible. Not to be pronounced Hiroshima, like the lamestream press is trying to change it. Mm-hmm. It's Hiroshima. And also what they had on board this submarine was 560 kilos of uranium. That's 1,200 pounds of uranium.
Amazing.
Yeah, and where did it go? Nobody knows. And there's no paper trail. Either the paper trail has been totally hidden or it's been destroyed, or everything was verbal. So we don't know, but we think that's that was the basis for the atomic bomb on Japan, on Hiroshima. Not Nagasaki, that was a plutonium bomb.
Per the America's Manhattan Project, now you had said, and I have read this before, that Japan scrambled to make one small atomic bomb, and they had detonated that 1 week prior to our tests, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Most Americans don't know that.
Well, there's a lot of things that Americans don't know, partly because it was meant to be hidden and partly because it's just boring. People figure, who cares? You know, so Japan test-fired the first bomb one week before we did. At this point in time, who cares?
Right.
And now, you know, Hitler didn't commit suicide in a bunker. Who cares? And if they were to come out, whoever they is, if hard absolute evidence proof came out as to who really killed John F. Kennedy, and it was on television, the average guy would say, hey, honey, this is terrible. Get me a beer out of the refrigerator. What are we having for dinner tomorrow? The impact
is gone.
That is
true. That's the average American. That's true.
The impact is gone. They stall it and stall it. But you never know when accidents are going to happen. One of our members was a guy named Charles Higham. You can look him up on Google him. He was a world-renowned historian. He wrote the biographies of Errol Flynn and the Queen and God knows who else. And he was a member. And he called me and said he was working on the story of Rudolf Hess. And he had stuff. He was proving that Hess was on a peace mission from Hitler, because Hitler had made at least 20 peace proposals to Churchill, and Churchill had turned them all down because Churchill needed the war to keep going.
That's right. The Allies wanted the war to keep going. The Third Reich did not want the war to keep going, but they were forced into a corner. And what are you going to do? You know.
Right. So anyhow, Rudolf Hess was on a mission. He was not a madman who stole an airplane and went nuts. And so he was supposed to bail out over the property of the Duke of something or another, who was a cousin to the king, which he did, and he was supposed to deliver the peace proposal to this guy, Duke whatever. But Churchill had people waiting, and they grabbed him, stuck him in Spandau. Okay, so Charles Higham was putting all this together, and he called me one evening. He said he had the book done. The manuscript was all bundled up, along with all the backup documents, the files he got, and everything bundled up. He said tomorrow he was sending it to his publisher because the publisher was waiting for it, and doggone, he woke up dead the next morning.
Amazing how that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Deep State was active back in the 1940s, folks. Harry, please stick with us. We have one more segment, folks. We have Harry Cooper, the legendary historian who we're just talking about, Rudolf Hess. I can't wait to hear about the next segment. Stay tuned. This is your Shark Hunter station, KFNX 1100 AM. We are the Intrepid Warriors of the radio.
Everyone likes to save money. I certainly do. At TNT Liquidation, you can save 30 to 50% below what big box stores will charge you on a wide variety of products. TNT offers you flooring, ceramic tile, patio furniture, living and bedroom furniture, bedding accessories, and so much more. Brand name products at simply awesome prices. One person saved over $2,000 on flooring, another $250 on a single chair, and another saved $600 on a patio set. TNT is a short drive from almost anywhere in the valley. Take the Avondale Boulevard exit off the I-10. We're right around the corner. I can assure you it's well worth the drive to save hundreds or thousands off brand name products. And TNT Liquidation now offers in-house financing with low down payments. We have new shipments arriving daily, so check us out at TNTLiquidation.com and see our expanding selection of products. That's TNTLiquidation.com.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case.
Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom. every Saturday, 6 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Lair, KFNX 1100 AM. We were talking to Harry Cooper. Let's bring him back on, legendary historian. As you were saying, sir,
right,
about Rudolf Hess and the peace proposals that he was trying to broker to England, which they had rejected 20 times.
Right. And like I said, when Charles Higham had everything ready to go, he called me up that evening and said he was all excited. He was getting it off to his publisher the next day, and he woke up dead.
Just amazing. Yep.
Let me digress for a second, if I may be blatantly patronizing here. If any of your listeners want to send us an email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net, and say they heard us on your show, I'll send them a copy of our magazine that we publish electronically at no charge. So
awesome.
sharkhunters@earthlink.net, and you get a free magazine.
Yes, and now also, folks, you can donate to Shark Hunters and fund more research that Harry is doing all over the world.
And, yeah, that's tax-deductible because our other organization, Shark Hunters International Submarine Research Institute, or SISRI for short, is a 501c3 corporation, which means anybody who donates anything can deduct it from their taxes. We've even had people donate cars that we turn around and sell and use that money for our research.
Oh, that's great. And folks, please donate and give money to sharkhunters.com. This research is very important. You were lied to for many years, many decades by our government. It's been said that we only know really 15% of American history, and all the rest is classified. Your thoughts, Harry?
Do we actually know 15%?
That's a stretch, too, I know.
Yeah, well, I'm an old guy. And when I was a kid in high school, grade school, we all knew that Hitler committed suicide in the bunker. They had to close the books on that. Everybody
right.
knows what happened to Mussolini. He got hung by his heels in a gas station and machine gunned along with his mistress, Clara Petacci. And we know what happened to Tojo, the Japanese war minister. He shot himself, didn't get the job done. The U.S. nursed him back to health and then hanged him.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a waste of money. But
it's the American way.
Yeah. So, but Hitler... he got away. They couldn't, and not only he got away, the U.S. had to let him get away.
That's right.
Because we got all the goodies from Germany, the nuclear weapons, the jet fighters, the jet bombers. Germany was using all these things. Everybody else was still tail end Charlie. So they had to close that chapter, too. So they invented this suicide story.
Mm-hmm. And, a ruse.
Yeah, and when I'm talking to hardcore sheeple,
mm-hmm.
they'll get all carried away. Well, they've got the body. And I say, who's got the body? The Russians. The Russians are keeping it hidden in the Red Army Museum. And I tell them, what? I tell them I'm an honorary Russian submarine officer. I've been all through the Red Army Museum. There ain't no body in there. And if Stalin would have had Hitler's body, charred or not, he would have been in a glass case in the Kremlin walls.
Absolutely.
There's lots of people in them Kremlin walls.
Yes.
But Hitler ain't one of them.
What a war trophy that would have been for Stalin. Oh, my God.
Of course, yeah. Those two guys hated each other.
Right.
And if Stalin really would have had Hitler, he'd have been using his skull for an ashtray.
You bet.
And that skull fragment they had in there looks like a large bone from a skull with a bullet hole in it.
It's a woman.
That, Yeah, it was touted as Hitler's skull, but they did forensic pathology on it about 10, 15 years ago, and it was a young woman.
That's right. So, she was found from the rubble of Berlin. We have lots of brainwashed sheeple in this country, and you can't talk to some people. They're so brainwashed. They believe that what they've been taught is gospel. I keep telling folks, you've been lied to on so many fronts, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I've been doing full-time for 36 years. I don't get paid for it. Nobody in Shark Hunters gets a salary at all. I'm living on my retirement. And so it costs a little bit, too, because we are out there easily seen. The Southern Poverty Law Center, or as we call them, the Spitlickers, has decided that I'm a Nazi, which I've never been a Nazi. I'm a Republican, which is probably the same to them.
The same thing to them, exactly.
Yeah, and everybody in Shark Hunters is a hate group, and everybody's a hater.
Oh, yeah.
Ronald Reagan was a member. The four Medal of Honor-winning American submarine commanders were members.
Yes.
The last five-star fleet admiral commander of the Soviet Navy, he's still a member.
Mm-hmm.
These are all Nazis, according to those people. So,
well, to rabid Democrats, anybody that is right of the center range is a Nazi. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they can call names, but the real Nazis went to South America, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And keep in mind, too, that the Southern Poverty Law Center makes an incredible amount of money by pointing their finger at people. I ran their financials a few years ago. They're bringing in $50 million a year. And at that time, they had $340 million in cash reserves right there.
It's big business to accuse people in America of you're a Nazi, you're a racist. The left does this all the time. And they have legal warfare and legal lawfare, and they want to sue people, and they want to take your assets, bottom line.
Yeah, and in this country, the ultimate attack word is racist.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, it's a Holocaust denier. If you're labeled a Holocaust, that's actually a felony in Germany. In Europe, to be a Holocaust denier,
right? And you can't question anything or ask an educated question. And the word Trotsky, people forget, or the word racist is a Trotsky Bolshevik term.
Yeah,
you know, it was an invented term to silence and smear the critics of the left.
Oh, absolutely. And the truth tellers.
Yes.
I just got my copy of a magazine that I've been, I'm a contributing editor. It's called the Barnes Review.
Mm-hmm.
And in the editorial, he tells the people in Canada, his subscribers in Canada, don't order our books because they get seized at the border as being unacceptable literature.
Really?
Yep.
They'll let millions of people pour in like America, but God forbid we can't have Harry Cooper's books come in. And you have real history. Your boots are on the ground. You have actually talked to the people. The best history, folks, is talking to the actual people who lived through these things, who were there. And that's what Harry Cooper does.
Yeah, and I was so fortunate. I started this way back in 1983, and a lot of the old U-boat skippers were still alive. And I knew so many of them. Otto Kretschmer was the top submarine commander of the war. I had a sleeping room in his house. He and his wife treated me like family. Eric Topp and my best friend was Hans-Georg Hess. 4 months past his 21st birthday, they gave him command of a combat submarine.
Wow.
Told him to go out and die for his country. And so I got these histories from the guys who are there, not only the skippers, but the crewmen, the officers, and also from American anti-submarine guys, destroyer guys, and we'd have conventions where they'd all get together, yesterday's enemies, and they just got to be the best of buddies.
That's right. Well, folks forget that World War II was when the gauntlet went down all over the world, and that was the last nationalist war. But we are with Harry Cooper. We thank you so much, sir.
Please
come back to the show.
Sharkhunters.com.
Yes, folks, go to sharkhunters.com. Please donate to his group. We need more field research all over the world. Harry Cooper and his group goes to Europe and South America to dig for the truth. That's what this show is all about, war and peace and the truth for you and your family. I thank you for being here tonight. We will always be here for you, and I am signing off from my mountain stronghold and my wolf's lair in Prussia, which I call Phoenix is the New Berlin. And tonight was legendary and fascinating with Harry Cooper. Thank you all. God bless you. And good night. I shall return.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers.